The Trump administration's new steel and aluminum tariffs have been making headlines lately, along with new tariffs targeting China. But they're not the only moves in the trade world getting attention. The Commerce Department has proposed new tariffs on uncoated groundwood paper being imported from Canada. And in that category, newsprint. And the potential tariffs have newspapers, publishers, and printing companies in Wisconsin worried. They're joining with groups around the country opposing the idea, saying it could result in the loss of jobs and even affect news reporting. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks for being back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what is being proposed when it comes to tariffs, changes in tariffs for this Canadian newsprint?
Well, basically, the tariffs work out to about anywhere from 0% to 22.6%. And these tariffs are being levied against specific Canadian paper companies that the Commerce Department and a petitioner, that is a Washington paper company, say they're getting subsidized to kind of flood the market with newsprint that is cheaper than fair value.
And do we currently have existing tariffs on this Canadian newsprint?
There have been two rounds. The investigation was started last August after this petitioner called for it. It's North Pacific Paper Company based in Washington State. They claimed that these companies were selling paper, specific paper. I mean, we're talking something called uncoated groundwood paper. They were selling it at 23 to 55% below value. Commerce did an investigation. They said, well, it's not quite that much. So the first round of tariffs came in January, and those ranged from about a half of a percent to around 10%. And then just last week, Commerce Department announced that they were going to tack on some more tariffs, ranging up to just over 22%.
And the argument here is that this is unfair competition from these Canadian companies that is potentially hurting American makers of this paper. Is that the general justification?
Absolutely. That these companies are flooding the market, that it's putting American newsprint producers at a disadvantage. And so they were seeking relief.
And now newspaper companies affected by this, they're speaking out in opposition. And you talked to the Wisconsin Newspaper Association. They're joining this national effort. What kind of concerns did they raise?
I spoke with James DeBilzen, who's a spokesman for the Wisconsin Newspaper Association, last week. He says that the concerns are that the U.S. doesn't make enough of this type of paper to supply the demand in Wisconsin. Here's what he said, or in the nation.
I mean, the reality is we need Canadian newsprint in this country because we just don't produce enough ourselves. So that's where this has become this perplexing issue is, we can't get by without having Canadian newsprint. We can't supply enough here in this country as well.
So the idea is that this shortage is going to drive up prices, and a lot of the newsprint users are, small weekly papers that might not be able to afford it. There are suppliers, even in Wisconsin. I mean, we used to be known as a big paper state. Not so much anymore. A lot of the companies, DeBilzen told me, have kind of transitioned to specialty paper or even corrugated cardboard. So sourcing this newsprint, it has become a lot more difficult than it has been in the past for his members.
So is the worry that they might not be able to find enough paper, or it's just going to cost them significantly more?
He said that it's, with it already being kind of difficult to find, he said these printers are going to have to spend a lot more time trying to source it. They're going to have to buy it probably, much more in advance and maybe get more at a time when they do it, which is just going to be another headache on top of an industry with newspapers specifically that doesn't have the biggest margins.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, looking at new proposed tariffs on a particular kind of paper coming from Canada. It's uncoated groundwood paper, better known as newsprint, the stuff newspapers are printed on. Rich, we're seeing that the CEO of Quad Graphics is also joining this effort, saying that this is going to result in the loss of jobs. And that's a pretty big employer in parts of Wisconsin. Do you have a sense of how employment might be affected if these get put into place?
Hard to say. When I spoke with the Wisconsin Newspaper Association, it was like the first blush comment that I got. But there's a national group that formed, and it's an acronym, STOPP, S-T-O-P-P. Basically, it stands for Stop Tariffs on Printers and Publishers, and this group does say that sources for newsprint has been shrinking, and this is going to make it harder for, I mean, we're not just talking about newspapers, we're also talking about, this is the same paper that goes into books, so book publishing companies, you name it. And this group of industry folks and even some congressional delegates from New Mexico are lobbying Congress to step in and block it. How likely that is to happen, it's hard to tell, hard to say, and we're kind of lucky, is what I've heard from DeBilzen of the Wisconsin Newspapers Association, because we're in an area that does have some sources. He said the southeast of the U.S. is going to be really in trouble because they don't have a lot of, they have to ship their paper from much farther away, obviously, because there's not a big thriving timber or paper industry in that corner of the nation.
Now, we're talking kind of how this will affect costs at newspapers. Is there a concern that this could affect the news, the reporting that goes on?
I haven't gotten that impression, and again, I've basically scratched the surface of this, but, you know, newspapers are shrinking anyway, so maybe this could be a nail in the coffin, but that's speculative. I'm not sure.
And is there a concern that this would affect smaller papers, maybe in rural areas that don't have a lot of news service to begin with?
Definitely. That seems to be the main concern from the Wisconsin Newspaper Association. Again, these if a lot of us have weeklies in our area, in our regions, that are shoestring budgets for them. I mean, to put it lightly.
And as you say, this opposition is just starting now. Do you get a sense from talking to the Newspaper Association of Wisconsin that it's going to be kind of a full court press to try to stop these tariffs?
It seems to be. When I talked to DeBilzen, and this was just days after the announcement was made, and as I spoke to him, because the top leadership from that group and also from a lot of the weekly newspapers were in Washington, literally at that moment lobbying congressional delegates.
And what is the next step in potentially, it's not a done deal yet, potentially implementing these tariffs?
Right. So we're talking about a preliminary order. This all gets very confusing, but at this point, it's not set in stone. The final order is going to be scheduled right now for August 2nd. So it sounds like there's some wiggle room at this point, but even though it's preliminary, the Commerce Department has ordered the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol folks to get cash payments from truck drivers that are bringing this newsprint across the border. So even though it's preliminary, it seems to have some pretty real impacts and potentials for Canadian companies to just stop sending their newsprint here. But I haven't figured out what extent that's happening yet.
So wait, I hadn't. So actually, when trucks cross the border, they're asking for a tariff?
Yes.
On the spot?
Well, that's the way it was in the order. It says Commerce Department is instructing U.S. Customs and Border Protection to require cash deposits based on these preliminary rates. So, I'm not an expert in this, but it sounds like they'd have to pay up before getting it into the U.S.
And are people like the Wisconsin Newspaper Association trying to rally, not just directly lobby, but are they trying to get Wisconsin's congressional delegation on board? You said delegations in other states are getting in on this effort.
Right. I haven't really seen, there were some concerns from, say, Paul Ryan said he had concerns about this, as he had general concerns about the steel and aluminum tariffs as well. But I haven't heard to what extent these industries are directly lobbying, and I haven't really seen any definitive statements from members of Congress or, you know, the U.S. Senate from Wisconsin one way or the other on this issue.
Rich, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Rich Kramer. He's a WPR reporter based in our Eau Claire bureau. He joined us for a look at these proposed tariffs on a particular kind of paper coming from Canada. The paper used, among other things, to print newspapers, the impact it could have on printing companies here in Wisconsin, and new lobbying efforts, including by the Wisconsin Newspapers Association, to try to prevent those full tariffs from coming into effect. Still a developing story.